Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
An overview, if you will, of the charts that are created by the folks at Talkers Magazine every week. You know, the countdowns, the music countdowns that you hear on all the formats every weekend. They're big countdown shows, the countdown of the big AC and country music and rock and whatever else. So we cleverly decided about 23 years ago, Michael Harrison and I, that we were going to do a countdown of talk items, the news talk issues of the week, and so we've been doing it continually. Michael joins me later on. Right now, though, we have talk radio hosts involved in several different programs at different levels. From the DJV show, Jennifer Horn is here. She also is on the Morning Answer, KRLA in Los Angeles. She'll have some thoughts for us. We also have Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company, and Fast Rich McFadden is here from Radio America. We'll be joined by another talk radio star. We're actually going to do something that we haven't done. I don't know, Richie, in all the years we did the countdown, have we ever actually done part of a program with one of the hosts on the air, actually while he was doing or she was doing her program on the air? I don't remember.
We did it with James Whale in London a couple of times when we had that program with him across the pond. Yeah. But, not in a while.
All right, so we're going to do that with Harry Hurley, who hosts Hurley in the Morning.
I get it. I see what he did there.
Yeah.
Hurley in the Morning.
That's slick. Very humorous.
Very humorous. Anyway, he's a good guy. We'll be on with him in his program at the bottom of the hour. Right now, though, let's get to the list and some of the things that we ought to be talking about. Let's, because Jennifer loves to and is very good at talking politics, understanding the points of view of both sides. The number one issue this week, Jen, is the party impeachment talk from the Dems and John Dean's testimony. I think I was absent or at least paying no attention to John Dean because it seems he's been yammering on for a while. I don't know.
You weren't the only one who was not paying attention to John Dean because there was a helicopter crash in New York City on the afternoon of his testimony, and that took away a lot of media coverage. In fact, to the point where the Democrats were very upset that CNN and MSNBC didn't really offer coverage of that in favor of the helicopter crash. So I don't know how much of an impact.
CNN has never seen a crash it didn't want to play over.
Yeah, I think it was kind of a lemon.
Did they say
for
Trump
me,
was behind the crash? Did they say
Yeah,
Trump,
probably,
like,
right?
Yeah.
Right. He coordinated the weather.
He hired a helicopter to wreck into the roof of a New York building.
Right. All right. Anyway, so the thing that floors me is how the Democrats, as clueless as they seem to be, and I say this not being someone who's a partisan, really, the Democrats are so clueless. Well, the Republicans, they're all clueless. When it comes to talk of impeachment, though, all they do is not only shoot themselves in the foot, they amputate their foot. If they get impeachment, will do nothing for them except make sure that Trump gets reelected.
And pursue it if it's the right thing to do. But to bring in John Dean, who had nothing to do with the Mueller report, had nothing to do with investigating Trump, had nothing to do except act politically and draw correlations to Watergate, I don't know what that was about other than
it's hearsay,
a stage
gossip,
show.
BS. That's all it was. It was a stage show. You're right. Yeah. So anyway, let's move to the situation with immigration reform number two. There were a lot of stories floating around this week about the health and the well-being of these people, as if it was our responsibility to take care of people who have come to our border voluntarily. I don't get that it's our responsibility. We are humanitarians, and
well,
we do
it is.
Like
when
to
they
help
come
people.
In with Ebola, we have to deal with it because there's no other option, and that's what a lot of people don't realize, that Africans and groups that are not Central Americans are coming in because they're aware of how our system is set up right now, and they're coming in and they're sick. And so while it may not be our problem to take care of them, you can't let a bunch of people with Ebola go running around. You actually have to deal with it.
What this underscores, and I like Richie and Victoria to weigh in on this as well, what it does is we're sending a message out that's clear to the rest of the world. So if we let all these Mexicans in and all the problems that they have, then we must obviously be happy to take people in, as you've just suggested, who have problems in Africa, problems in Asia. Let's just, everybody comes and we'll just storm the walls. And so that's what we have
people from Africa aren't storming the walls, but they are flying
well,
in.
Coming here.
Well, they're wading across the Rio Grande because they come in through Mexico now. They know that's the easiest path.
Well, but here's the broken system, is that once somebody's in the country, we have no way of knowing. Yeah. They're just gone. They get off the grid and it's over. They're in. They're done. Yeah. I mean, you know, when you go to Europe, what hotel are you staying at? Okay, you move hotels. Okay, here's your passport. And they take your passport and they track you everywhere you go, basically. Mm-hmm. We don't do that here. We need a system where when somebody comes into the country legally as a visitor, that we know where they are, because once they land,
let's say you don't
get
on
a plane
hotel.
And go through immigration, they're a ghost.
Yeah, but let's just say they get in, they go buy a car, they get cash, buy a car, and start driving across the country. You're not going to know who they are, where the heck they are.
Right, that's what I'm saying. They're a ghost. Once they get in through immigration, it's it. They're in.
Well, and one of the issues, too, with the legislation that's on the books is that if you enter the country with a child, whether that's your child or anyone's child, whether you've known them for 5 minutes or their whole lives, you're not eligible for deportation anymore. And so Lindsey Graham this week was on the floor of the Senate giving a PowerPoint presentation saying, look, regardless of what you think about the wall, border crossings are going to go up. They're on track to be over 1 million people apprehended at the border. We're being overwhelmed. And they know how to work the system. We're actually incentivizing human traffickers and drug traffickers and coyotes to have people spend their life savings to be sold a bill of goods. They get to our border and sometimes they're abused and assaulted. There's all sorts of things that go on here. And if they enter the country with a kid, whether it's own or not, they are never eligible to be deported. So think about what message that sends out to people who want to do bad things at any cost.
Yeah. Victoria, what's your read on this?
I'm thinking about the children who are separated from their parents and the large number of children who are separated from their parents, and how we keep hearing about more and more children who are separated from their parents, and how it's like drawing teeth to get the correct number of children who've been separated from their parents. And I find that disturbing.
Disturbing how?
Because I think separating children from their parents, young children or medium-aged children from their parents, even if they've arrived illegally, do you not think that this is extremely traumatizing, Doug? And do you not think that this is a human rights issue? And do you not think that this is logically going to come back to bite everybody in 15 years' time in hearings?
Well,
I think we all agree with you there, but what do you think should be done about that?
I'm not even sure I agree.
I think you don't separate children from their parents.
I think it's the law.
Agreed.
It's the law right now.
Then you change the law.
Exactly. And Congress won't do it. And that's the real problem here, is that Congress won't act.
Congress has to do it. And which side of Congress will not change the law whereby children cannot be separated from their parents? Congress has to agree. Congress has to work together. Congress has to be bipartisan.
Yeah, right. Good luck on that one.
It should be.
Yeah. Right. Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Did you hear what Victoria said? That was funny, right?
What? Which one?
Yeah, that
Congress has to work. She made a joke.
That's a joke. This is a joke.
The whole thing.
I will tell you. The John Stewart smackdown.
Joke's on us. That was very good.
He gave it to them in full force this week, and I would be curious to see whether it has any, whether they even care,
because
John Stewart basically said you're an embarrassment, and you should be ashamed of yourselves, and he just gave it to them, and I just sat there and I watched that whole thing, and I wondered whether. But do they really care?
Well, here's what's interesting to me about this is, first of all, the House has passed something now, but this isn't the first rodeo. John Stewart has been on the Hill before. I've followed this for years now. John Stewart lobbied for this on his show, and he's been on the Colbert Report about it, when it was the Colbert Report, talking about this issue. Then he called for hearings on the Hill. He couldn't get a hearing on the Hill. And then he finally got a hearing. This isn't the first hearing on this. And he still couldn't get action. He was flanked by firefighters, and they were wandering and wandering out of the hearing. Now, to be fair to lawmakers, anybody who's been to hearings on the Hill, this is what they do. But... This is a hearing on firefighters and other first responders who are dying.
And the money, if you didn't hear the story, what basically went on is Stewart went in as a New Yorker and chastised the congressional lack of leadership when it came to the insurance policies that are running out. The money to take care of these people who were the first responders is drying up. And they've sat on their hands or had their fingers in other places, their thumbs stuck someplace. And that's it. That's what their whole MO, that's their modus operandi, is to do nothing, blame everybody else, sound like the stupidos that they are. And we keep reelecting them. And so who's the stupido?
And if you want to
look
see
in the mirror.
If you want to see politicians just get smacked down, it's a good 5 minutes of smackdown.
Yeah, it is. It's a
great smackdown. You know what could make a big difference on this, and I really hope that it will, is that you've got a New Yorker in the White House.
Mm-hmm. Well, they don't exactly speak the same language, but yeah.
It doesn't matter.
I mean, in this circumstance, he realizes, he knows, he was there, he gets it. So let's see. Yeah,
well,
that's
he hasn't said anything yet, and the hearing was this week. He's got advisors. And he's got talk radio on his side. So it's time for talk radio, I think, to start putting some pressure on President Trump that this is your issue.
Too bad we didn't know about this last week for the Talkers Convention. We could have made something out of it, Victoria, during that conversation. All right, let's move to a way for all of you to consider staying healthy, getting healthy, being healthy. And it starts with what you weigh. You will, if you're overweight, you will not be healthy. It's that simple. We all know it. We all think that we want to maintain that good-looking body, but we don't because we eat the wrong things, we eat too much, and we don't pay attention to our weight. Or if you do, it's crash diet here, crash diet there. Take some kind of weird thing that has all kinds of additives to it, and so you lose the weight, you get the jitters, there's caffeine, I mean, all of that stuff. Nuts. You're crazy to do it that way. Get healthy the right way. Use Kalotren, Kalotren, as your weight loss formula. It's great because exercise goes with it, for sure. But because the main ingredient of Kalotren is collagen, your body's most important protein, it stops making it when we're in our 20s. So in order to develop and promote healthy lean muscle mass, you need to reintroduce it to your system, and that's what Kalotren does. Recharges your system with collagen, you start losing the weight, and you stay with the program for 4 to 6 months, you'll keep it off. Lose it, keep it off. That's what you want to do the natural way with Kalotren, which you can get by going to toploss.com. The special deal for those of you who will use the code DJV right now for Father's Day, get $10 off every bottle, $30 off a 90-day supply, and it continues. $10 off every bottle. Use DJV not only to save the money, but for free shipping as well. Toploss.com for Kalotren, the safe way to lose weight. Joint Formula 14 from Sierra Sil. DJV listeners from all around the country are finding ache relief online at achefree.live. I've talked about Jane
and what Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. Patricia, how joint Formula 14 got her on her feet following knee replacement. What about you? Response has been so good. Free shipping has been held over for the entire month of June, even if you've tried glucosamine. Joint Formula 14 is really different. You'll get relief or you get your money back. Put away the over-the-counter pain pills. Lasting relief with Joint Formula 14 at achefree.live.
Get up first thing, smoke a cigarette before lunch, after lunch. Now that I'm talking about it, I'm kind of feeling like I've lost about 4 hours of every day. I decided I needed to find an alternative. So I started looking and then Juul came up. I did both for a while. And eventually I just switched over and it's very quick.
Mimi made the switch July 2015. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Lowe's knows you'll do Father's Day right by finding the perfect gift for Dad. We do it right, too, with deals on gifts he'll love and at prices you'll love. Now save $60 on a DeWalt 20-volt max brushless cordless drill for just $99. Plus, save 5% on eligible purchases every day when you use your Lowe's Advantage card. Make this Father's Day his best one yet. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 6/19. Credit offer subject to credit approval and can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. U.S. only.
Calidrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach, like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to toploss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at toploss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. Toploss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV. Time to continue our overview of the charts for the week of June 10th to the 14th, courtesy of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen, here with Rich McFadden. Victoria Jones is here from the DC Radio Company, and we are talking about the issues that have made it in the survey this week. The number three issue, I'm going to knock off a couple of these with your permission, Richie and Victoria.
Fire away.
I want to bring, when we bring Harry Hurley in here, I want to focus on a couple of things that are important to his audience as part of our discussion. Relationship with China and North Korea. I mean, there's nothing really new there that I can see unless I'm missing something.
Hong Kong protests are big.
In Hong Kong. Yeah, that's true.
That's huge.
We didn't talk about that last week. So in terms of protesting, the impact, you want to explain it? You want me to, Victoria, the reason that they're protesting?
Well, you explain, and I will weigh in with expertise. Yeah,
there's always been this itch that wants to be scratched over there. When Taiwan was basically taken, well, Hong Kong was taken by the Chinese, they said this it was an independent entity, and the Chinese government says, no, you're not, we're taking you. Now what, Hong Kong's going to fight with China? They have no ability to fight back, so they just got lost. Taiwan, same kind of thing going on there. But so this week, you know, people in Hong Kong got upset because the Chinese are trying to put the screws to them even more. And so it has, and the United States, of course, weighs in on the side of Hong Kong, which doesn't, the Chinese government, not much liking that. And so the, you know, the whole situation's gotten
heated and gotten a lot of attention, as well it ought to have. All right, so that's kind of what went on. The reason, Victoria?
Well, it's because Hong Kong, which used to be a British colony, has laws more similar to Britain. And when Britain sort of handed it back to China in 97, for 50 years, it was supposed to stay much more similar to British rule. Mm. And after Xi Jinping, your friend, came into power, he started to put a very heavy hand on things, very heavy hand. And he wants to really pull them into line. And there's a new extradition law that's about to be brought in. And that's what these protests are about. And there are going to be protests all over the weekend. So people should be watching this. And I expect some of them will be violent. What this is if you are accused of certain crimes, and they could be trumped up crimes, of course, you can be extradited to China. Well, once you're in China, in their so-called legal system, you can disappear.
Right. Legal system is we're taking you back and shooting you because we don't like you. Right. So that's, that's kind of, it's a whole different world. This guy puts a nice face on himself, wears Western suits, nice ties and shirts, has a big smile, good haircut. But he's really not your cup of tea, not our cup of tea, not anybody's cup of tea who's interested in freedom. And so a couple of things we've already sort of talked about a little bit. The helicopter crash in New York, Richie mentioned, I think Victoria did as well. Really kind of strange. This guy wasn't even instrument rated, and he's out in a helicopter in the fog. Can't see where the hell he's going. And he decides he's going to turn around and go back, but he doesn't know where he is. So instead of going back and following the river the way he might have, he goes somehow or other, heads for downtown, and ends up crashing into the top of a 44-story skyscraper. Can you imagine if he'd have been lower and that blade went into the side of the building instead of crashing on the top of what would have happened? Yeah. This guy died. Fortunately, he was the only one who got killed, but this could have been a unbelievable fiasco. That's on people's mind. And then Richie mentioned John Stewart testifying on behalf of the first responders of September 11th, which was very, very poignant and made the new. It actually deserves more attention than it got, frankly, I think. So we're going to come back in a moment, talk about the fate of Kellyanne Conway and Sarah Saunders. This is the Talk Radio Review. The hour. Now we're going to do something that we haven't done. Rich McFadden and I were talking about when we did this last, that is actually put a person who is a noted talk radio personality on the air live to do the countdown with us while he is doing his own program. And so I'm not sure how we blend all these, because the best part of being on the radio, especially doing a program like this, is that it's live and unrehearsed. So what we get is what we get. What I really wanted to do here is acknowledge a gentleman who has made fabulous contributions to local radio in Atlantic City. Harry Hurley does the morning program on WPG, which is the FM talk radio station in the market, actually on both FM at 95.5 and on the AM dial at 1450. Harry is one of the, I would say this in the most respectful way, one of the best of the old-time models. Richie, you'd probably agree with me on this. The way he does his program, the way people respect him, the way that the pieces fit together there are fabulous. He does so much for the community. He has inculcated himself since managing the Trump. What was the name of the Trump Casino? Was it called the Trump Casino in Atlantic City? That's where you first became known to me. Is that what it's called?
Right now, to the Doug Steffen program in markets all over America, local broadcasters, metro market broadcasters, nationally syndicated broadcasters, Sirius XM satellite radio broadcasters, you know that even if you won't admit it out loud, you know you want to be one of those 100. And there are thousands of people that do what we do, and there's only room for 100. I'm so proud to say that over the last several years, Doug and I have become friends because a mutual friend, that's what other friends do. They introduce their friends to special friends of theirs. And Michael Harrison introduced me to Doug Steffen, and it's been a great joy for me to be able to call him friend. Right. The crossover event is very special for me, Doug.
All right, so now we both, and I said this while you were introducing me and introducing us together, we're doing what we call the Talk Radio Roundup, which is an important part of my broadcast week. Works that we have Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine on for an hour, and then I do conversation with some noted talk radio personalities. Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company is here, Rich McFadden from Radio America. And now, because I do like to bring local hosts in and discuss some of the issues, we've invited you to do this. And I said in the introduction, you did a long introduction of me. I'm doing a long introduction of you. Basically, I praised you as being the epitome of what a good local host is all about. What, I don't know if supposed to do, I'm not sure that's the right way to refer to it, but you've taken your responsibilities so seriously and have become such an important part, an integral part of this community that you're in. And so I think I've given the audience around the country the intro to you and the radio station. So I think we've scratched each other's back enough.
Good.
So that we can get into some of the issues. And I guess I kind of want to, because this program plays on a couple of hundred stations around the country every weekend, and it does profile the hot hits and talk radio as determined by the research at Talkers Magazine. But when you do a local program, you have a little different nuance. Now, it may be that you talk some about what's going on in Washington or what's going on the border or what's going on around the world, but you have a special spin on it because you're expected to talk about these issues from the local point of view, but you're also expected to take on, and you do this so well, the issues that are important in your part of New Jersey. So I guess I'd be curious, and I think everybody else would be, just for the heck of it, what are the two or three big issues that you and your audience have been talking about this past week that affect you in Atlantic City and in New Jersey?
And I think you hit the nail on the head. And what we also find is we're not from another planet. The things that are important around the country are important here. The things that are important in your neck of the woods are important here. My program of more than 27 years is at times hyper-local, mm-hmm. at times a metro sort of driven atmosphere. And about half the program is a national type of perspective where I don't do it any differently than you would or Sean Hannity would or my friend Brian Kilmeade would. So about half the program is local to hyper-local, and half the program is national. If you say over the last week, as you know, Doug, I fill in for Fox News Radio, and I've been very, very pleased. It's been quite a bit over the past more than a year now. And on Wednesday of last week, I was filling in for Todd Starnes from 12 noon to 3 p.m. on all the Fox News syndicated radio networks. And what was initially said to be a small plane crash that quickly turned into a helicopter crash landing was happening in real time. And I hearken back, Doug, to September 11, 2001, when during my morning show shift, all of a sudden, right before the 9 o'clock break on September 11th, we hear a small plane has crashed into the World Trade Center. Soon after, that was corrected to a commercial airline plane, and the second plane, and the third plane, and the Pentagon, and the Western Pennsylvania. And I have to say, until we could get a handle that this was an accident, you can't help but go back. I was back in a 9/11/2001 mindset. So that's one issue. I've got to say that one because we were on in real time when it was going down. Yeah. So there's one.
Yeah. I remember, just as an aside, and McFadden will remember this as well, I was on the air doing the Good Day program at the time. You know, I've been doing a syndicated morning program. It's my 32nd year of doing what was originally the Good Day program, now called the DJV Show. That's not necessarily connected to our countdown, but it really it gives me the broad background and conversation to be able to speak about some of these things intelligently. I remember staying on the air that morning at 8:46. A lady named Roberta Fasanelli was on the air with me, and she's in New York, and she's watching this on television. And then I turned on the TV, and Richie turned on. Because one of the things about this, the way I do it, Harry, is that I'm in one place, and the other people that are participating in the program are like you in different locations, and we put them all together. Yeah. So we looked at this, and it looked like a small plane at first, and then it just quickly went to a real serious situation. And so as you're blending the story about how you felt regarding the crash, then we focus the number seven issue this week on the countdown is Jon Stewart testifying before Congress, really berating them, appropriately so, on behalf of the responders, the first responders on September 11th, 2001. I wonder how you handled that in your conversation on your program and your station.
Doug, I'm so happy you asked, because that was the second item. If you said, and what's your second item, it is that. I'm so proud of Jon Stewart for what he did. Now, in fairness, there were only two members of the committee not there. It was a bigger room for a larger committee. However, his point was still fair, slightly inaccurate, but I know this. The perception is Stewart won. He carried the day.
Oh, yeah.
It's pure what he did. I usually disagree with him on many things, but I took the position. I led our program on the morning after he did what he did and said how proud of him I was, how much I agreed with what he did. I thought if we're talking about cutting funds from people dying from cancer, the gentleman that you can hardly hear because he's on a 69th round of chemo that's probably not going to be with us very much longer, or scores of others dying from cancer and leukemia and mesothelioma, I, as a conservative talk show host, could not have been more proud or given more praise to Jon Stewart. I loved what he said. I loved how he dressed them down. And I couldn't be happier for what he did. And hopefully that kind of lashing that they took from him will have some effect, because he has the cachet to be able to do that kind of thing. And as somebody that typically disagrees with him in terms of his ideology and mine, he was spot on.
Well, one of the things that is a problem, I think, today, and you and I talked about that at dinner last Friday night, how we become so polarized. But to be specific about the Jon Stewart, the testimony and what's really going on, you got to wonder, as Americans, why? Why is this happening?
Yeah.
How is it that people are so absent from their job, their responsibility, they're so busy arguing about ideology in Washington that they're not doing their job? And so,
because they can't walk back to their district and go, see, look what I did for you. It only affects people in New York City, mm-hmm. and there's only one representative there that cares about it. The rest of them are looking out for their own or themselves.
And the voice of Rich McFadden.
Spending. Sorry.
Yeah, no, Victoria, I wanted you to jump in on this too. Go ahead.
It's money they can cut, and they can say, oh, we cut money.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, where is it appropriate? Are people paying attention? Do you find your listeners, Harry, to be more acutely focused on issues than the average bear? Do you think they're more aware of what's going on, either because they're interested or because they're listening to you, or maybe both?
Yes. I've often said I believe my listeners are in the top 1%, however you want to say it, if you want to say 99 percentile in a favorable way, because they take the time to listen. Some take the time to call in. They care enough to listen so that you know that they're probably someone who would be under the profile of a likely voter. I think that 99% of my listeners never miss a single election, whether at the local level or primary elections or any of that. Absolutely. I also want to say to what Rich said, spot on. You all know we had Superstorm Sandy several years ago, a hurricane that is something like a 500-year type of situation. We had members of Congress from around America who voted against federal funding because exactly what Rich said. We had Ferris wheels floating in the ocean. We had people destroyed, and we had unconscionable members of Congress voting against funding because they exactly what Rich said. They couldn't go home and say, I did something for you. And we have to stop that.
Yeah.
There's really also an element of it's New York.
Mm. Yeah,
there is a prejudice against New York.
Victoria, it was New Jersey. Yeah.
Yeah. I want to, before we run out of time here, acknowledge some of the great things that you do. As I said, you didn't hear me early on when I was talking about you, but you are basically the best example, or one of the best examples in the country, of someone who takes his or her job seriously. That is, not just being on the air, but getting involved in the community. And sometimes I miss that, frankly. I've done local radio. The last time I really did it, I guess, well, or seriously, was when I was on KABC in Los Angeles a number of years ago. But I miss the local approach because I love doing things. When I was in Cincinnati, I did stuff like you running that charity golf open that has raised so much money. What did you raise? $800,000 in your...
Yes, sir.
I mean, that's fabulous stuff. And that's why you're there. And that's why you're as popular as you are. And you're a great example for other people around the country who are doing this, that are listening to this program right now. We can't forget why we're here. We're here to engage. We're here to enlighten. We're here to have some fun. We're here to do all kinds of things that are part of the human condition, the human element. And so I just pay great tribute and homage to you as a guy who gets it done, who's been doing this for a long time, and you got a lot of starch left in you. You're a credit to New Jersey and to our business, and so I was happy to have you on as a part of our talk radio review here. Harry Hurley in the morning on WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM and 1450 AM in Atlantic City. Harry, my hat is off to you. Thank you for being here. It's nice to be able to blend the shows together and have a little bit of fun. We'll have to do it again sometime. Harry Hurley, 48 past the hour.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If you want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJV.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. For that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that fill, that patented fill inside MyPillow the way I want it every night before I go to sleep, to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. For me, it's not about how much time in bed. It's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillows, a 60-day money-back guarantee. And for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Two premium MyPillows, $69.98 with the code DJV at MyPillow.com. Overview of the hot hits in technology. The report from Victoria Keelan, the thing she's been reporting on actually all week long, here summarized in the top five. We start at number five with a kind of interesting news from Amazon. I guess that's the best way, that's the best adjective I can come up with, Victoria. Interesting.
Yeah, well, Amazon is finding a way to get its rewards credit card into the hands of more people. And so what they've done is they have partnered with Synchrony Financial, and they're launching a program called Amazon Credit Builder. So this is for people who have really bad credit scores or people who are considered to be underbanked or unbanked, meaning that they don't have a bank account. And so this new Amazon card is a secured card. So if you open with a $500 deposit, then you have a $500 credit limit. And the nice thing is the new card this new secured card gives you all the same perks as the Amazon reward card. You still get 5% back on cash purchases and things like that. And you can also graduate out of this once you demonstrate an ability to pay your bill on time. So this is in the Amazon Credit Builder. If you go to apply for the Amazon credit card, if you don't get approved for that, it will automatically prompt you to go to the Amazon Credit Builder instead.
Right. All right. There you go. Number four. Interesting reality on Steven Spielberg and what he's doing now. This is a really interesting how this takes place technologically. Very interesting.
This was very kind of cool news this week from Steven Spielberg. He's writing a horror series that's meant to be watched on smartphones. But the twist is you'll only be able to watch it when it's dark outside. It's called Spielberg's After Dark. It will play out over 10 to 12 episodes exclusively on Quibi, which is a new app that's short for Quick Bites. That has been started by Jeffrey Katzenberg, the former Disney exec. And it is only going to be watched on smartphones. And so it will only be available at night. And this will be the internal clock of your phone will unlock this Quibi content for you, which is pretty cool. And so the clock will appear in the app, and that it will count down until the moment that the sun disappears. Then you'll be able to watch the Spielberg show, and as soon as it's light out again, it goes away. And so Quibi is going to launch in 2020, in the spring of 2020. They have a few little things that are going to be launching before that, but it will cost $4.99 a month for the ad-supported version and $7.99 a month for ad-free.
There you go. Number three on our way to number one on our overview of the hot hits from the world of technology, the hack that took place in the Philadelphia court system, or at least their online system.
Victoria. Yep, Philadelphia is still dealing with this. This has been several weeks now, and it's kind of just leaking out to the mainstream media. But the Philadelphia courts have had a horrible problem with a big hack that basically spread malware throughout their computers, so they had to shut down the entire system so it wouldn't spread further. And in the meantime, this is creating lots of havoc. People can't report to jury duty. They don't know if they need to report to jury duty. The court system is trying to answer questions on Twitter. It's pretty much a huge mess. And Baltimore is also still dealing with the ransomware attack that they had a couple months ago. So this is something that is prompting a lot of conversation amongst major cities. How can they protect themselves? And then once they are attacked, how do you properly deal with it?
Number two, a Google alert. Google, I love saying that word. Google
Yeah, Google is updating its SOS alerts with more real-time information about areas affected by natural disasters and a new navigation warning that will help you using Google Maps to route around the danger, which is pretty cool. So they have some more detailed visual information as well about earthquakes, hurricanes, and floods. And for hurricanes, Google will attempt to forecast the route and then display a crisis notification card in Google Maps if you're in an affected area. Flood forecasts will show an overlay on the map of affected areas as well. And then for earthquakes, you will get a crisis notification, which will show you the epicenter, the magnitude, and the areas affected. And then Google Maps will show you how to navigate safely around them.
All right, number one, a focus on the federal communications clowns.
Commission. Well, yeah, well, I know exactly. It is clowns. But in this case, the FCC is actually doing something, and they're cracking down on illegal robocalls. And the commission voted to allow cell phone carriers to automatically block them on the behalf of customers. Now, 26.3 billion robocalls were placed to the U.S. in just last year. That's a lot of robocalls. And everyone who even works in the FCC, including the chairman, Ajit Pai, has complained about getting these robocalls constantly on their phone. Everyone with a cell phone gets them. It's really annoying. So now, really, the ball is in the court of all of the major cell phone carriers to see, are they going to charge customers for blocking it, or will it be included?
There it is. Top five technology stories. Thank you, Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.